You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 4 o'clock and it's Thursday.
What does that mean?
It's 30 years of nonsense.
It sure is.
Yeah, it is indeed. So today we're going to start off with kind of where we left off last week when we were talking about songs that influenced us and bands that influenced us. And I was saying that I wanted to go down a pretty big rabbit hole and talk about one band in particular that, you know, that I really enjoyed called the House Martins from the 80s, and basically take you on a little bit of a journey and kind of follow the bouncing ball, because the House Martins became the Beautiful South. Members of the original House Martins then went off and became a group called Beats International. Well, one person in particular, and then he left that. He became another person, like he took on another iteration, and then another iteration, and then became Fatboy Slim. Other guys left the band. They kind of dabbled in kind of solo careers, didn't go anywhere. One of them became a writer and a politician. The other one formed another band, ended up punching out, or actually attacking somebody else in his band, and ended up in jail for 6 years.
Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah, and then so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. But this band, the House Martins, where we're going to start today, great band. Really, you know, they had some fun, upbeat stuff. They started around 1983. So the band kind of comes together in 1983. There's a gentleman named Paul Heaton, and he starts this indie rock band. And Paul Heaton puts an ad in the paper and basically says, listen, I'm looking to start a band. And they were from, he was from Hull, England. He gets all these members or people to join up and join the band. And they put together their first album, and it was called Hull 4. London Zero.
Okay.
And basically what they were trying to say, or what he said, is there was four really main good bands in England, in London, or sorry, in Hull, and Zero in London. So it was kind of a play on words as well.
Well, interesting, because I did also read in the show notes that they had a running joke that they were the fourth best band in Hull, and there was only four.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it's kind of funny. So, and they only released, in their short time, they had some great, great music. I really enjoyed them, 80s, 90s, and I still currently listen to them. And as I was reviewing and doing my show notes, it's kind of funny, I listen to a retro 80s show on Sirius XM sometimes, and the House Martins came on twice.
Oh, well, that's a
sign. So it was like, you got to do this. So.
Well, no, that is your reticular activating system. Remember, we were talking about that recently. It's basically the premises for The Secret, and a more scientific explanation is a reticular activating system.
So the House Martins really were controversial as well. So as much as they were a fun pop band, they were pretty controversial. They talked about social issues, social politics, and Christianity. And it kind of, they say it reflected their beliefs in the band. On the back of their first album, there was a message actually written right on the back of the album, and I had to go look to see if it was there. And it says,
did you find the album?
I did.
Where? Like in our garage or something?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I have both of their, so funny fact is I have both of their albums. I have it both on cassette, and I have it both on CD.
Okay.
I have no idea why I have so many copies of the same stuff, but I have it on all.
Oh, okay.
And when I was thinking about the band, I don't know if you remember, I'd gone out and I pulled a bunch of CDs out recently and changed up my six pack in the Jeep.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And the House Martins.
And I was saying that means the Jeep is old.
Yeah, it is.
Most new cars don't come with a CD player anymore.
And it's funny because I pulled out and grabbed the House Martins CDs 1 and 2, and I grabbed the Beautiful South first album as well, and put them all into my CD player in the Jeep. So
we're going to hear that this weekend while we're driving around?
We are. That's absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, on the back of the album, on the first album, they have Take Jesus, Takes Marks, Take Hope. So they were socialists, so they had Marxist-Leninist views.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, that's fine. And
I know about Jesus and hope, but I don't know what take marks means. I'll look it up later.
Yeah, you can. But this is kind of like they're kind of what they just they were pretty upfront about their beliefs.
Sure, and you should be. Stand up for what you believe in.
Right. And the band only ever reached number one on one song, and it wasn't even theirs.
Oh, interesting. What song was it?
It was called Caravan of Love.
Oh, I like that song.
Right? Yes. Yeah, I know.
I think we've played it before.
Oh, we have. We've played it on here before, and it was it's the group's a cappella cover of Caravan of Love. It was Isley Jasper and Isley that recorded it originally, but it became number one on the 16th of December, 1986, and it actually knocked Madonna's songs off the charts at that time. Yeah.
Because she was in her prime in the early 80s.
Yeah. Knocking Madonna's You'll Be Good to Me off the chart of number one just before Christmas.
Well, that's a nice Christmas gift for them.
Yeah, it was. And it was a great cover. I didn't put it in our playlist today. I didn't think I was going to. I wanted to play some fun, upbeat stuff for them. So, So let's talk a little bit about the band itself. So originally the band was Paul Heaton, Stan Kullmore, Ted Key, Hugh Whitaker. Now, two of the band members get replaced right after the first album. So Norman Cook replaces Ted Key in 1985, and Dave Hemingway replaces Hugh Whitaker in 87, just before they released their second album. And the House Martins, like I said, they only played or released two albums, but they released a ton of singles in that time period, and they were huge hits in the pop UK charts. Not so much over here. I mean, if you were a House Martins fan, you loved the House Martins. But they were, you know, they were kind of, their second album, The People Who Grin Themselves to Death, that was a knock, and it's a great album.
It's a funny name.
It is a funny name, but it's a knock at the British royal family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they got in trouble. When they did this, they got in trouble from the press, and they were kind of quoted as being like the Sex Pistols and the Smiths. And those bands that kind of took jabs at the Queen, because you've got the Smiths with their album called The Queen Is Dead.
Right.
Right. And then, God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. So, and then the Stone Roses also did not like the Queen either. So they were kind of all put in there together and found themselves a little bit of controversy with that. The band didn't stick around much, though. In 1998, the band disbanded. And after they released... It was literally they released an amazing single called There's Always Something There to Remind Me. And you've heard this song.
I know that song.
Yeah. But they said, you know, their original intention was just to have like a really short stint. They were just, you know, I don't believe that, to be honest. But they had definitely musical differences. And Norman Cook, who wrote a lot of their stuff and was basically their front man, he left and he went on to be Fatboy Slim and Dubs International or Beats International and stuff like that. But I think they broke up because of him. That's my personal belief, but who knows? I'm going to play a little bit of the House Martins to start it off. I'm going to play two songs back to back.
Okay.
I'm going to play one from each of their albums.
Okay.
So the first big song that I really enjoy by the House Martins today is called Happy Hour. I'm sure everybody knows this one. And then we're going to kick right into The World's on Fire, and I thought it's kind of appropriate.
Yeah, the world's kind of on fire.
Yeah, so it's
literally
kind of,
and figuratively.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be kind of appropriate to play that. So we'll kind of kick things off with a little bit of House Martins. Then we'll come back. We'll talk some Beautiful South, and then we've got some great and exciting news about our trivia.
Yes, we do. Okay.
So anyway, here we go. A little House Martins for you guys.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it, 'cause you speak a different way. ocean sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe a hype, just speak a different language, trying to snap a really hard to me. Don't believe a hype, oh no, cause it's never been hard for me. What a good place to be. Don't believe a hype, speak a different language, and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe a hype, oh no, cause it's never been really happened to me. Don't believe a hype, don't believe a hype, don't believe a hype,
there's a couple song living on a fisherman lawn in England. It's a house with a view and all you see is green and blue for miles. The local vicar has pretended that the church is well attended this morning. As he wanders with a purpose to the Sunday service, he smiles. There's a couple misbehaving when they should have been praising Sunday. And there's a bounce in a walk and the neighbors stop to talk for hours. And when eyebrows are raised at the next song of praise come Monday. Oh, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, what a sickening feeling. Took the sun to make an hour. I said, look at church, the flames go higher, the world's on fire. I said, I was on a flame with fire, the world's on fire. I said, look at church, the flames go higher, the world's on fire. I said, the world's on fire, the world's on fire. I said, the world's on fire, the world's on fire.
Yeah, so that's two great songs, in my opinion, back-to-back to start things off today.
What I find interesting is I wouldn't say that I am a huge House Martins fan, and I don't even recall listening to them growing up specifically, but the voice actually reminds me of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it just makes me happy when I hear that voice, because I know it's something that makes you happy.
Oh, yeah, very
much
so. And
it reminds me of you bopping around the house, singing those songs. That, and who's the other guy that we went and saw in Rochester?
Oh, the lead singer for the Smiths.
Yeah, that guy. Isn't it the same? Is it the same voice?
No, it's not the same guy. But Morrissey. But it's funny that you say that, because actually the UK press actually called this, the House Martins, the Socialist Smiths.
Okay.
So they very much played the sound.
It's got the same echo.
It does, and it has the same feel to it.
It definitely does.
Comes from that same time period, right?
Yep. I can just picture you walking around the house singing Sweetness.
Yeah. I'm always singing a Smith song or a House Martin song around the house.
So, that's not where my memories aren't tied to, like, the 80s for this music. My memories are tied to probably the mid-90s when we got together.
Yeah.
And then this music reminds me of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so
interesting twist of memory.
It is kind of an interesting twist of memory. It's so funny. So this band breaks up in 1988, and Paul Heaton and Derek Hemingway don't wait very long. They literally start a brand new band called The Beautiful South.
Okay.
And they start this band, and the initial lineup contains a Heaton, Dave Rotheray on lead guitar, and their former roadie from the House Martins, this is a guy named Sean Welch on bass, and then Dave Steed on drums, and then the former drummer, Dave Hemingway, is now their lead vocal. So he moves from drummer and becomes the front man. And, I mean, The Beautiful South released two top 10 singles called Song for Whoever and Keep It All In. And I'm going to play one of them. I'm going to play two Beautiful South songs
today. I like
this
thing you're doing, playing two back to back.
Yeah, and I mean, but it's just to give you an idea of, like, their depth.
Yep.
I mean, they were so good. They only ever had one number one song. It's called A Little Time. And I'm going to play that as well, because that was their only ever number one hit that they got. And that was in 1990. Now, I mean, the band went on to release 8 more albums and had two, including two in 1996. So they did two in 96. And then their 98 album reached number one on the album charts, but their songs didn't really kind of carry on from that. I mean, the band actually breaks up, and it's kind of funny. The band has a meeting on January 30th, 2007. They decide to split, and they release a statement on January 31st saying the reason they're splitting is for musical similarities, not musical differences. And they basically go on to clarify it, saying the Beautiful South made so many similar sounding albums in the past year, 10 years, that they needed to break up. They just couldn't get
just
anything.
To shake it up?
Yeah, they just decided, like, hey, you know, we're going to split things up here. We couldn't make our sound sounded the same every time we produced an album.
At least they were self-aware.
Yeah,
that's
but it's
good.
So funny that they actually go on to say that. And then Paul Heaton actually does try and pursue a solo career as well. He performed under the name Biscuit Boy or the Cracker Man.
Never heard of either.
His attempts to do his own thing really weren't a commercial success at all. And I'm not really going to bore everybody with those songs of his failed pursuits. And then David Hemingway also took a crack at a solo artist run after as well, and also didn't have a great success. He did, his first album was called Hello Cruel World, and it can only be found on certain areas in iTunes. So you have to go digging for this. It's just not in the general iTunes. I didn't know, you know, that was a thing.
Archived iTunes.
And I'm not even sure if you'd find it on North American iTunes. It like when I was doing my research on the band or on him specifically, I couldn't find it. So, you know, and that's pretty neat. And then he was in a few other bands. He went on and became a member of a band called the Sunbirds, and they had moderate success. So, you know, David Hemingway on his own, not a great thing. David Hemingway in a band, did okay. So let me play you a little Beautiful South. We're going to go back to back on this one again.
Sure.
So the first one called is A Song for Whoever. It's a little long, but it's one of my favorite songs by the Beautiful South. And you're not going to remember the name, but it's, you know, when they start saying all the different people's names back and back. I mean, it's fantastic. I really, really enjoy this song. And then A Little Time, again, is their only number one hit. And I wanted that to be on here as well. So here's a little bit of Beautiful South, guys. I hope you're enjoying this. I feel like I'm doing a little bit of history of music for
because
bands.
You've been listening to Alan Cross lately. So you're channeling your inner
Alan
Cross.
I am channeling my Alan Cross. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. from the bottom of my pencil case. I love you in the songs I write and sing. Love you because you put me in my rightful place. And I love the PRS checks that you bring. Cheap, never cheap. I'll sing your songs till you're asleep. When you've gone upstairs, I'll creep and write it all. So many songs about you, I forget your name. I forget your name.
Jennifer, Allison, Philippa Sue, Deborah, Annabelle too.
I forget your name.
Jennifer, Allison, Philippa Sue, Deborah, Annabelle too.
I forget your name.
Upon the tears you weep, so cry, love, and cry, 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 cry. Oh, Kathy, oh, Addison, oh, Philippa, oh, Sue. You made me so much money, I wrote this song for you.
I wrote this song for you.
Jennifer, Addison, Philippa, Sue.
wrote this song for you.
Say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Join us
every Thursday at 1 on
CLC
for a special time with your favorite nuclear
family. My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter.
That was a cool commercial.
Did they get infinitely louder, though, than everything
they
else?
Did. Yeah, it was crazy.
That was a really loud volume.
That was. So, I'm going to move on pretty quickly here, but just before we do, I just want to say one thing about the kind of the beautiful South and the House Martins. The sound clearly changes, right? They go from this poppy, fun band. And basically what had happened is, you know, frontman Paul Heaton decides that he really wants to do some kind of jazz and some acid, like, that how jazz acid kind of feel, that house jazz.
I don't know what that is.
All right. So it's acid jazz and okay. It's like a more of a smoother feel. But he also then starts, the whole thing just changes. And I think the only reason they really had amazing success, in my opinion, is when they add in Brianna Corrigan. And you can hear her in that song, mm-hmm. right? A Little Time was like their only number one hit, and that's where she literally steps in, and this Irish singer, and she sounds fantastic, and the whole back and forth about the song is just, in my opinion, just wonderful. So yeah, that's great, in my opinion, about the band. I love that song.
Okay, so who became Fatboy Slim?
Well, no. Norman Cook.
Oh, sorry.
It becomes Fatboy Slim. But before he does, he kind of has a couple of iterations, right? So he starts a new band before achieving this amazing success. And he does have amazing success. And anybody who really knows club and house music and from the 90s, well, when we start playing Fatboy Slim, you're going to go, oh, yeah. This is amazing. I remember this guy. But before he does that, he moves on and he actually moves to Brighton to pursue his dance music. And that's, and like I said, I think he was kind of the precipice in the reason why the House Martins broke up. Heaton wants to do that kind of softer, smoother feel. And it's clear that Norman Cook wants to go on and do the whole dance hall thing. And he, I think, in my opinion, he has the biggest success of them all. And he starts with this band called Beats International. And before he did that, he also formed a band called Freak Power, who released some not so good stuff, in my opinion. He actually played under the name Pizza Man, like I said, and the Mighty Dubcats. But again, I'm not going to bore you with that because those weren't really, they were kind of in-betweens. They weren't big successes. Beats International was really good. It was a British dance band. They were like a hip-hop collective, late 80s, early 90s, and this is just before he becomes Fatboy Slim. What's really cool is when they describe themselves, they say, we were a loose confederation of musicians that included vocalist Lindy Layton, former band member from another band, rappers, DJ Baptiste, also known as the Crazy MC, MC Waldisky, and keyboardist Alan Butcher. And the band's lineup actually incorporated graffiti artists. So while they were actually playing live on stage, they had graffiti artists changing the background, literally spray painting
a
theme as they played. And it's really cool. So the backdrop would change. They would have a blank canvas come down in between songs. And then these graffiti artists would play while they were making music. The graffiti artists were spraying backdrops that represented the songs. And it was, I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, I would like to see that. That would be interesting.
Yeah. So, and again, I don't think it's ever been done since. Like, it was like a one-off thing with these guys doing this.
Well, we saw somebody paint a portrait upside down while singing music once.
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is, like, Beats International did that as their thing, right? For sure. I mean, it's kind of neat. Now, what's really interesting, and I want to tie this in, is Beats International's debut studio album was called Let 'Em Eat Bingo. And it included solo hits from the version Won't Talk About It. Now, Won't Talk About It was a Billy Bragg song. And they actually used Billy Bragg's lyrics and dubbed in. This is why they were called Beats International. They were dubbing songs in. And they used him in the falsetto in it as well. So they actually included him in it, which was kind of really neat. And again, it just brings me back to when I was listening to all these different types of music, it was always other people from different bands that I really liked and admired. So Billy Bragg, like I told you, I enjoyed his music. And they also included another, you know, they had a number one hit with this song, which was crazy. And then they re-released it and changed it up again. And they had samples from The Clash, Guns of Brixton, the SOS Band. I mean, there were so many different things that they did. And then they re-recorded the song, took Burley Bragg out of it, and added a different person and re-recorded it again and had another smash hit with it. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty neat. So, in my opinion, they were really, really good. But let me play you a little Beats International. We've got a couple of songs back-to-back for them as well. So I'm trying to put in all of their stuff today. So I apologize, guys, if this is a lot of music being thrown at you and a lot of facts and stuff. But I think it's fun to learn new stuff.
You're very excited about this topic.
I am. I really am. So I hope that comes through. Let's do a little Beats International. We're going to play two songs by them. And I think you'll kind of hear and feel the stuff that's coming out of it. Here we go.
Thank you. Walk jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is jam, jam hot.
We talk about it.
jam nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam Hot.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Wow, that was so different from the Beats International.
That was a hard cut from him rapping to colon cancer.
So those two songs really tell you a little bit about Norman Cook and his kind of change. Like, again, he goes from the House Martins to this kind of acid jazz.
Yeah, that's very different.
Feel.
Like the evolution, the House Martins was very melodic.
And
easy listening, almost.
And I mean, they only produced Beats International, how great they were, only produced two albums. And the first one was a huge success, and that was the one that had that. And you've turned to me while it was kind of playing, the second song was playing, and you're like, this sounds like another band I know. And it was. It was the cover from it. The SOS band.
Well, I know, right? But in my mind, it was like a teeny bop.
Yeah, Just Be Good to Me.
Song.
Right? And I mean, and that song literally was great for them. The problem is when they went and did their second album called Excursion on the Version, they used more dubs, more reggae sounds or whatever, and it flopped. It literally, they say it was no good at all. And then he just leaves the band. He just stops. He just goes, hey, we're done. And then he creates this new thing called Freak Power. Now, I'm not going to get really into Freak Power other than to tell you he was standing on stage apparently one night playing, and he was like, man, I'm a crap guitar player, and then just quit the band.
Oh,
literally
wow.
Just left the band.
Just walked off stage?
Well, no, he played out his night or whatever, and then he did this other thing for a little bit as well, and he named himself... he created this kind of duo with him and a guy named John Reed, and they performed this house duo, like doing house music, and they called themselves the Pizza Man.
Okay.
And they performed as well, and they did all sorts of stuff, and he actually released music at that time again called the Mighty Dubcats. And then that didn't really go well, so then in 1996, now we're literally only 10 years, not even 10 years after the split of the House Martins. He's already been in three other musical groups, and then in 96, he comes out and he goes, I'm Fatboy Slim. And that's kind of a play. It's an oxymoron. It doesn't really mean anything. He wasn't fat. He's not a boy and he's not slim. He's just a regular guy. But he thought it was funny.
It's kind of funny.
It is. It's kind of funny. And he thought, yeah, you know what? This is good. So he's, and again, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him and then we'll play some songs. He releases and does a whole bunch of remixes for all these different people in the UK. So Wild Child, Corner Shop. And then he does his own stuff where he produces these successful singles. Rockefeller Skank, which I'm sure you know. Praise
know
You,
that one.
Right Here, Right Now. Halfway Between the Gutter and the Stars. And then he produced a single called Weapon of Choice, which won him 6 awards on the 2001 MT Music Video Awards. I mean... So, and then he did Polokaville, which was a less a success, meh. And then basically he says that's due to the declining popularity in dance music and a more obscure style. He releases a couple more, but I'm going to play a couple of songs here. But really what I want to tell you a little bit about him is he actually does this really crazy thing where he actually goes off and he does this thing called Beach Boutique, where he does like free concerts at the beach. And the first one was a massive success. And the first one had about 25,000 people at it. Massive success. The second one, in 2002, he does a thing called Beach Boutique 2. 250,000 people showed up.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Because it was such a big success the first time. And literally, as a result, he ends up costing Brighton Beach so much money that when they held this event, 60,000 showed up around the first one, 250 the next one. But unfortunately, with the second one, people didn't turn on them. But at this one, because there were so many people, it was unexpected. They had 170 injuries, 6 arrests, and 2 people actually died.
Oh boy.
After the concert. You know, the cleanup operation lasted for days and cost over 300,000 pounds with 160 tons of rubbish collected on the beach. And
was that the last one then?
It was the last one.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So let's play a little bit of Fat Boy Slim. But before we do, let's talk about our news.
Okay.
So Stage One Sound, as you know, does trivia. You know that. I know that. And hopefully our listeners know that. And I do music trivia every week. And we've taken the whole month of August off, or we thought we were.
Mm-hmm.
But we've partnered with a new facility. So starting.
Do tell.
Yeah. So starting not next week, but next week is we're actually hosting just a private party for some people. But the week after, we start trivia, August 29th. So we're not taking all of August off.
No, he promised me all of August off, but we're not doing it.
Yeah. So August 29th, guys, our trivia kicks off. Wild Wings on Gardner's. Really
it's
excited.
It's not on Gardner's. It's on the other street, but that's okay. It's at the corner of Gardner's and something right across from the Rio Can.
Yeah.
I'll look it up during the break.
Okay.
I forget.
I thought it was on Gardner's in my head. So it's right there. And we're really excited. There's going to be a new format. Things are going to change up a little bit. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be a winner for every round. And then there's going to be a draw. And there's just lots of fun and lots of changes coming with it.
Freshening it up a little bit.
We are freshening it up a little bit. And very excited. You know, the guys from Wild Wings are great.
We've been there taste testing.
Yeah, we have.
Which is a great excuse to go over dinner. But we've taste tested a few times. And yes, we've met with their owners and their managers. And they seem to be great guys. So we're very excited about a refresh.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to getting back to it, though, because we do miss our trivia family and friends, which has been great.
Absolutely.
Do we want to talk about the rest of the weekend?
Sure. I'm really excited about the rest of the weekend.
I am as well. So we actually don't have, well, we have plans, but not crazy plans like we normally have. So we have nothing planned for tomorrow, which is fantastic because it is our last Friday night off.
It is.
And so maybe we'll go see a movie like the good old days.
Yeah.
Terry and I used to always go for fish and chips and a movie on a Friday night because, you know, we're 80 years old. But we used to do that all the time and we haven't been in the last couple of years because he's been doing trivia forever on Friday nights.
Yeah, once since 29th, so we haven't done it.
It started
since
out on Thursdays, remember?
Yeah,
so
that's
that we
true.
Could still do movies on Fridays. And I don't remember where along the way you switched to Fridays, but we couldn't do fish on Fridays in a movie, but we can maybe tomorrow night.
I think it was the hard way. So since 2023, the end of 23.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. And Saturday during the day, we don't have any specific plans, but we can always fill it. We always find something to do with our time. Saturday night, we're very excited that we're going to Greek Fest, which is a big deal in Kingston this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm very much looking forward to it because I really wanted to go to Greek Fest for a couple of years. It is my favorite type of cuisine from a food perspective. And I'm very excited because we're going with us. With an authentic Greek who is very excited to tell us all about it and show off everything to us.
Absolutely. So,
that's
we're really
be fun.
Excited.
And then Sunday, we're actually going to go to the trailer and I think we're going to work. We're going to WFT, which means work from trailer for a couple of days next week.
Absolutely. So we'll be there until Thursday.
We will be there until Thursday. And while I have the opportunity again, I'm going to issue a correction. So last week on the air, I mentioned that the next DIY, like a girl workshop, was tonight.
It's not.
And I was wrong. It was not. It is not tonight. It is actually next Thursday. So that is the 21st. And again, you can look up any of my socials, Stage One Real Estate. And there is also an Eventbrite link. The exciting news as of today, though, is initially there was a price attached to it. And as of today, we made a decision to make it free again.
Okay.
So the facility that we're at has graciously decided to donate the space. And therefore, we're going to pass that forward to the people who attend. And there's going to not be any charge. So anybody who's already paid is going to get a refund.
Okay.
So I'm very excited about that because DIY Like a Girl is very popular. And as you know, I adore the ladies that I do it with.
Absolutely.
So next Thursday, we'll be whipping out of here right at 5 o'clock because I have to get to Belleville.
Yeah. So
that's
lots
what we're
going
up
on.
To.
Yeah. I'm really excited, guys. So Wild Wings, get in there, check it out. Find your spots. And the seating is amazing. I love it. I'm so excited.
And they have a nice outdoor patio.
And they have a fantastic patio. So we're going to be in there. Guys, I'm not going to get to tell you about Sean Colmore and Hugh Whitaker, other than, Stan Colmore. He just went on and became a children's author and worked on children's television after. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you all about him. He also does journalism and all sorts of stuff like that. But Hugh Whitaker, he did go on. He was the former drummer from the House Martins. He goes on, like I said, he ends up having a lot of issues he ends up in prison for 6 years for assault. He actually attacked somebody with an axe and then set their house on fire.
Wow, that's so anger.
Yeah, that is anger. There's and then when an he got anger. Out, he joined, he had a short stint as a drummer in a band called Freddie and the Dreamers. And then he joined a local band called Percy.
Yeah, you just said, I'm not going to tell you about this. And now you're telling us about it.
Yeah, so we've only got a few minutes left here, guys. We're going to play a little Fatboy Slim to get you going to finish it off. Great songs, actually, to finish it off. A little bit of fun here. And here we go. A little bit of Fatboy Slim, guys. Enjoy your weekend, and hopefully we'll see you about and out and about in the town.
Now, the funk soul brother, check it out now. The funk soul brother, right about now. The funk soul brother, check it out now. The funk soul brother, right about now. The funk soul brother, check it out now. The funk soul brother, right about now. The funk soul brother, right about now. Out now, the funk soul brother, right about now, About now, funk soul brother.
Right about now.